Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Woo! Here we are. Here we are. Happy Friday evening, everybody. This is Adrienne, and I am joined by just delightful people and friends that are always so interesting to talk to. I'm happy to announce that Amy Clugston is our special guest this evening. And of course, there is the remarkable Lawrence Birch. Hello, Lawrence. How are you this evening?
I am quite well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Yeah,
well,
very
you.
Good. And Michael Espinoza, hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Very good, very good. Yeah. And Amy, so glad that you could join us. We've had a lot of excitement looking forward to tonight and all of the special things, you know, that you bring and the excitement and joy for
our
listeners.
You.
Yeah. For our listeners, I want you to know that Amy has been reading my animals, Rolo and Erica, and they asked me to send you their love, Amy. So so there we go.
Oh, thank you, Adrienne. Oh, my gosh, it's such an honor to be here. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's super exciting. And kisses to
yes,
Rolo
indeed.
And Erica for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a couple different things to get started with. I always like to make mention, especially we've got a lot of callers and a lot of things that we have to get handled. So I want to start off by acknowledging the legal department who, you know, always is looking in and wants us to make sure that we relate to all of the listeners that while we are all professionals and quite educated and quite good at what we do, should you need medical, psychological, legal expertise, please seek that out. Our purpose is for entertainment only. And so I always have to make sure that gets out, that disclaimer. Not to mention the fact that you can find us on all of the major platforms, and we really appreciate it if you would like us, love us, and tell your friends. We're on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Amazon. So there we go. So that being said, Michael and Lawrence, do either one of you have a particular announcement about anything coming up? Lawrence, do you have any events or anything special coming up right now?
Just me. I'm just, you know, special. So, no, I don't really. Coming up before next week. I do have a show planned for next week. But
okay. Oh, good. Oh, good.
I hope you will find me in the garden, madly planting, trying to keep up with the heat. I got rhubarb to put in tomorrow. I put in 60 strawberry plants, asparagus, basil, the whole deal. So it's happening.
All right. Wonderful.
Find out. The gardening, it's the Funhouse Gardening Report. So,
perfect. Thanks. And Michael, how about you? Do you have any upcoming events or announcements that you would like to make?
Yes, I do, and I would.
Oh, good.
I have a class every Monday night, so that will be this coming Monday. What's that date? That will be the 22nd. It's a intuitive psychic tarot. I teach that with my friend Frank Falcon, and it's every Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. at Heart Space in Laguna Woods, and you can register for that at heartspaceoc.com. You can attend in person or virtually on Zoom. And also, we, Adrian and I, will be at the Holistic Fair in Laguna Woods as well for Heart Space. So you can go to Heart Space OC, look for the event there, and get the location and attend. That will be Saturday, and it's from 11 to 5.
Wonderful. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's fair time again. So, and Amy, I think you go to that same fair. In fact, I know you do. So how about sharing with us, Amy, if you would, your contact information and any announcements that you have for upcoming events.
Okay. Well, my name is Amy Clugston, and you can contact me if you'd like a little mini reading tonight. Certainly reach out to me. All I need is a photo of your present or departed fur, feather, or scale child that you have. Doesn't matter the animal. And just text me at 310-702-4372. Text me a photo and then what your question, to call in and ask your question, and I'll relay the answer. You can also reach me at, my email is Amy, spelled A-I-M-E-E, at awevisions.com, and it's kind of spelled funny. It's A-W-E dash visions, which is plural, .com. And yeah, that's how you reach me. I'm available all the time. So if you are listening to this recording, also you can reach out to me, and I can help you that way too.
Excellent. Excellent. That's fabulous. That's fabulous.
Oh, you know what? I should probably give you my Instagram as well. Do you mind?
No, please do.
Okay. Because that's a really good way to communicate with me as well. So my Instagram is awevisions. So it's just at awevisions. There's no dash.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you. So let's see here. I'm thinking that I'd like to make an announcement myself really quick. Debbie Hamilton and I teach a class on Thursday and Sundays in Laguna Hills. It's a metaphysics 101, although we certainly have a wide variety of different students with different levels participating, and the cost for that is $40. It's an hour and a half. You can reach me on my website, ravenmessages.com or call or text me at 714-376-7289. And I'd love to connect with you that way. So let's just kind of jump right on in, Amy. And, I've known you for a while and absolutely adore you and appreciate the work that you do. And I know you've been on a spiritual path for quite some time. And your awareness of your spiritual gifts and understanding started when you were 5 years old. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yes, you did get it right. It's quite a while ago. It's been a real, real journey, if that's even a, well, I guess it's a thing now, but it started at five, and I always knew that I was different per se. And well, do you want me to talk about how that all started? Do you want to hear about that? It's kind of interesting, actually.
Yeah. No, take a couple minutes. Yeah.
Okay. So I was born into a very, how do I say this, Italian Catholic situation. And the reason I say that is because my path in life kind of took a different turn. And it was challenging. And another reason why I'm saying this is because I feel that there are so many people in this world that have also walked that path, the same one that I have. So I just, for me, it's important to let people know that you're not alone in this. At the age of five, we had a lake house back east, and I was in the bathroom, and this girl came in, and we were having this conversation, and I remember looking at the squirrel and saying, he was a boy squirrel, and saying, the coat is so beautiful, it must be so soft, and just kind of like how it felt, and he was telling me how it did feel. He said, you can't touch me, but I will explain to you how I feel. And so he was explaining it in a way that I could almost feel it with my hands. And then, of course, my mother heard me talking to somebody. And she opened the door, and, of course, this girl is there, and she starts screaming. And then, I'm screaming, leave me alone, we're talking. And it was just kind of very explosive at that time, and of course he ran off and I was crying, and so that's kind of my first conversation that I remember as a child. But I also remember being so connected with earth elements, meaning rocks, tree bark, leaves, flowers, crystals, stones, all the earth elements, that I could actually pick them up. And if you're quiet in your mind, anyone can learn this, but if you're quiet in your mind, you hold them and they show you these beautiful gifts. And if you hold a tree, touch a tree, they can actually show you like hundreds of years prior what they saw. It's fascinating if you can do that. That's kind of how I started this whole intuition journey, I should say.
I love the fact that you feel like your purpose has been to, like, give animals a voice and to be a bridge. And I was wondering if you could expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, I do. I really do feel in my heart and my soul, my whole being, that I am a bridge between the, you know, humanity and the spiritual realm, because I'm able to hear what the needs, wants, and desires of these animals are, and all animals. So it doesn't just have to be in a domestic. And so it's so, like, just fills my soul and my heart when someone comes to me and says, you know, is my dog happy, or what's going on, or, you know, any question that they have, and to deliver those messages. And then the most fascinating, wonderful part of it is when they act on it. When they actually do the things that their fur child is requesting, and then to see and hear how it's sometimes life, a lot of times, life-changing for them.
Mm.
That's what's just so, I'm just so grateful every day for delivering those messages, because it's just to see another being happy, whether they've got, you know, four legs or, you know, wings, or, you know, even humans, to see them so happy and life-changing really is just, it just fills my love tank.
I love that. I love that. And so one of the other things that I know about you is that, And you correct me, of course, if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that not only are you able to communicate with people's current pets, but also ones that have crossed over the rainbow bridge, I guess they call it. But pets that are deceased, is that right? And how does that work?
Yes, that is correct. And you know, it's really beautiful when people want to connect with, you know, loved ones that have departed, you know, their pets that have departed, because there's a lot of times there's still messages. And what I've been shown is that there's actually this, they show it to me as a cord. And the best way I can describe it is when you're in the womb, you are connected to your birth mother through an umbilical cord, right? So,
right.
And when you're birthed, you know, the umbilical cord is cut, right? But what they show me is that this cord that is connected, not physically, obviously, but this cord that's connected cannot be cut, severed, unraveled, burnt apart, nothing. It's this constant cord that attaches or connects, I should say, this person with this special animal. So even when they do depart, you can still talk to them. They can still communicate. They can still guide you. They can still do all the things. And another reason why I know this is true, not just because of my clients, but because of my horse. Adrian, I think you know a little bit about this, but my horse, his name was Eternal, and we were together for 20 years. And he passed about 5 years ago, and it was super challenging. But I can still connect with him, and I know that he still guides me through my life. And so, and not only did he show me this cord connection, but there's, I mean, hundreds of them that have showed me. So it's just fascinating. So when people say that their animal is gone, or I can't talk to them anymore, it's those are really false statements. Yes, you can't actually physically touch them anymore, and that is super hard for people, anyone, including myself. That's something that we really miss, is the power of touch. But you can always connect with them. So they're always around you. And they actually sometimes select your next birth child. So it's pretty fascinating.
That is, absolutely. It is fascinating. I know I've often wondered about that, and it's wonderful to hear, really. Listen, I want to pause here for just a second and remind all of our listeners that if you want a reading this evening, real time, by Amy, please go ahead and text your photo in, and that would be to area code 310-702-4372. And Amy will get it, and we'll identify your she'll be able to identify your telephone number, and we'll get you on the air. So let me ask Michael and Lawrence. I'm sure that my friends here, my co-hosts, you know, think that this is pretty remarkable stuff. I think I remember Lawrence saying that you had a friend or a colleague that was an animal communicator, and so I'm wondering if either one of you have any questions for Amy. And while you're thinking about them, let me just also mention the fact, let me go back to that idea of texting in your photo to Amy. Make sure that you include your name with that photo. That way we can identify you, and you won't get lost in the shuttle, so to speak, with all of the callers that we have. And the pet's name, please. So that being said, Michael, do you have any questions for Amy at this point?
I do. Hi, Amy.
Hi. Lay it on me, Michael.
Okay. So I believe at times I can also communicate with animals, and I do healing work as well, and I do that. The energy work on them. And I find that they communicate differently than people. There's no, like, a train of thought that goes through. And I always experience, I guess, maybe more images. So it's very kind of fractured, the images that come through and the thoughts with it. And I guess maybe it's more feeling than thought. What is your experience with pets and how they communicate information to you?
Well, that first of all, I love that you can communicate with them. Oh, my gosh, it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I love that you can do healings on people and connect with them. It's really a gift. And you are as well, of course. So how they communicate
absolutely.
With me is...
No, please.
So how they communicate with me is I use really all my clairs, you know, the clairsentient, clairvoyant, you know, all the clairs. So, but not all clairs come through when for each animal. So, what do I mean by that? That sometimes there's smells that come in that are very, very pronounced, and those are little clues. I get a ton of images. I get colors when I'm asking about particular parts in their body. They will give me clues through my own body, and, you know, I'll get a twinge or a pain or something that in my body, and then I ask them with images, so we kind of talk back and forth with images. Now, fascinating thing is that one of my clients, this dog, he was in Japan, but they were from America, right? So his guardian, his paw parent, was obviously speaking English, but Japanese was his second language. Well, the dog was talking to me, like, literally in Japanese. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't speak Japanese, so we need to change the language. And this is another reason why I feel so blessed being this bridge, like you brought up, Adrian, is because it can ask them to change their language into another language that I can understand. And so then he started talking language and pictures, and then also sending me scents so I can smell. So there's a lot of different ways that they communicate. Now, another thing that they do is so cool is they sing talk. And it's just fascinating. Yeah, it's really, really fun because they'll just sing and they'll talk. And that's always really fun because those tend to be kind of, I don't want to say dramatic because that can be such a, not a nice word, but they're very theatrical in their way of communicating, and they're very super creative. So yeah, it's fascinating, and every animal has a different way of communicating and how they communicate, meaning the different clairs.
Interesting. The scent part, because I can always tell when Michael's thinking of me because there's a smell of roses in the room that comes up.
At least it's roses.
Right?
Yeah. I had to train him. At first it was really something I'd rather not mention, but he eventually figured it out. Yeah.
Oh, love that. My goodness. Hey, Amy, How is it that you came up with the name Aw Visions?
Oh, this is so cool. Okay, so, I had a dog named Willow. We were together 15 years, and then, of course, Eternal was my horse, and we were together 20 years. And the three of us, I was doing all the horse shows and all this stuff. So I was showing Eternal, and I'll go to these, you know, 3-4, sometimes week shows, and days, you know, turns into a week shows, and of course bring Willow with me. So we were like this three musketeers. We were always together. Willow loved going to the barn and, you know, so forth. So then when Willow passed and then or departed and then Eternal departed, I actually went through a really, really tough time. I mean, super tough. I'm kind of going around in the circle, so kind of follow me with this story. So I was in a really, really dark place for a number of years. It was super challenging. And I went to an
Yeah, Amy.
I think she may have accidentally muted herself.
Something happened.
Oh, nope. There you are.
Are you back?
Amy? Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Now we can, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Where did I lose you?
I don't know. You got muted somehow.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last thing what you heard? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'll just, I don't know where the mute went, but.
You had just finished saying that you had been in a very dark place for quite some time.
Mm. Okay. So, yeah, it was in a really super dark place. And then I went to an overnight puja. And an overnight puja, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a sound bath for, like, overnight. I mean, I'm talking 8-9 hours. It's pretty intense. And through that, I met my Reiki master. So I was introduced to, you know, Reiki and tuning forks and all the things. And that's what led me to become a Reiki master, to study Reiki. So I got my racer attunements, and also I'm an animal Reiki master. So I got all those, and then I was trying to figure out, what am I going to name this company that I'm creating? And I had this dream, and when I woke up, the dream was to name the company Awe Visions, because I saw these visions, right? These visions were sent from Eternal. So when I wrote AWE, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. My birth initials are AEW. You think that's crazy, right? No, this is
crazy. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
So the craziest part is A is for Amy, E is for Eternal, and W is for Willow. That's the
great
part.
Love that.
So if you think, or maybe don't think, that you are connected with animals and forever, you are. And that, I'm living proof of it. So that's how I came up with Awe Visions.
Love it. That's great. That's great. Yeah.
Hey, Amy, I sent you a picture of one of my animals. I don't know if we're ready to jump into readings yet or not, but I thought maybe that would
pretty
be
quick.
Quick.
Okay. I wonder if that's... Oh, let's see. Asha? Is that how you say it?
Osha.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Are you guys ready for a reading?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, let's start early, a little early. Yeah. We can go back and forth. Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Yeah. And if you guys have any questions, I'm going to see if my headset will work again. If you guys have any questions in regards to me or my services or, you know, whatever, just let me know.
Will do.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So let's get into it. Okay, let me explain a little bit what I do, because I know this is, you know, radio, which is one of my favorite platforms, by the way. And I really don't know if I actually thank you guys for allowing me to come on this platform and share my gifts and what I do and talk to your animals. I am always just in awe of people that allow me to talk to their pets, because it's such a personal thing, and we never know what they're going to say.
I think so, you're thinking that. Yeah. So I think you got that covered. We're grateful to have you on.
Thank you. So how I work is I'm going to connect with this photo of Ocha, and then I'm going to start giving you messages. Is this a girl or a boy?
The boy kitty.
Okay. Ocha, boy, and he is present?
He passed a couple years ago.
Okay, departed. Okay, perfect. Okay. So I'm going to connect with him, and I'll start giving you messages, and then I'll ask you what is your first question, and then you ask me a question, and then we can talk to him. Okay. So, Ocha, I know you were talking about gardening, but he imprinted. Was he in the same garden that you're in now? Because he's showing me that he is imprinted, almost like stomping on the soil that you are tending to. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Was he in your garden that you are tending now when he was alive?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, yeah, he might have been there a few times, but I moved around with him a lot, so he got to be in a lot of different gardens.
Okay. So he's telling me that the one that you're in now is the one mm-hmm. that he was bouncing up and down, imprinting. It almost looks like yellow, it looks like mustard seed, but it feels like it's a vegetable. They're very, very small mustard seeds that he is showing that you are shaking. Now, let me ask him why he's bringing up this mustard that's turning into a vegetable. And he's saying that you will know this. He's saying it's the change. It's the change, the mustard seed into, it almost looks like a yellow cauliflower. You know how those cauliflowers are kind of yellowy mustard? It's mm-hmm. almost turning into that. So how do you relate to this change? And it's almost like a turning of a page in a fast way.
Well, you know, it kind of makes me think about his transformation, you know, since he passed a couple years ago. I buried him out on the land that I live on, which is different from where the garden is. But, you know, I think about the seeds that were germinating above his gravesite and what they were turning into. So that's kind of where my thoughts go.
Oh, I love that. Yes, that's exactly what he's talking about. Oh, my gosh, that's so good. Do you have a particular question that you want to ask him?
Just how he's doing now. Is he in a good place? Is he happy?
Okay, yes, he is, but he wants to talk about the butterflies. He comes to you and talks in these butterflies. They almost look like monarch butterflies, but they don't have black on them. Does that make sense? That you have butterflies that in your garden or in your area or space that they're butterflies that don't have black on them, because you know the monarch butterflies are black.
Yeah, we do. We get Every once in a while up here we'll get a monarch. We'll probably get more swallowtails, and they have black on them. And then we get a few others. I'm not sure what the names are that are more orange.
Okay, so look those up. Look up the name of those, because there's messages mm-hmm. within that. Because what he's saying is that he comes to, he says I flutter in front of him, so that he's showing me this butterfly fluttering in front of him. And he's saying that the messages are in that name of the butterfly. So you're going to have to take, and they talk in riddles all the time. So, because they're just not going to give us everything, right? Because they want us to really think and think outside of our brain box. So they're really encouraging us to really go to another realm. So take the name of that butterfly, whatever that name is, and rearrange the words, and that is the message that he wants to give you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll pay attention.
It's like a puzzle. Oh, my gosh. And you have to let me know what that is, because that's going to be really fun.
Will do.
That's great.
Do you have any other questions?
Is he going to come back in another kitty body while I'm still alive? I can see him again physically?
No. But he does want to say he's going to back that up. And what he's doing is showing me, like, the turning again. He's going to back that up with he's sending a baby. He's sending you a baby. And this baby, it's a baby kitten. It's very, very small. It looks like it's it lost its way. He's saying that he lost his mother, but he doesn't want that imprinted on this baby, this kitten, right? So he lost his way is what he's saying. So, and this kitten is very, is white and gray. Oh, and he's bringing this mustard back into it. So it's white, gray, and mustard. This kitten, very, very small. It looks like 4 weeks old. Very, very small, tiny. That you are going to, you're going to think, oh, wow, that's random that this kitten's right here. But that's the baby that he's sending you. And there's, with that, there's some work to be done with this kitten, because the kitten comes from Cosmos area, and those are the messages that are being encoded in this kitten. Looks like a girl kitten, a female kitten, that you are to learn and then create this fascinating thing.
Okay.
It looks almost like a box, like it's almost like you're selling this, you're going to create this, these items that go in this box, and you're going to sell the box. Are you thinking of doing a farmer's market kind of thing, where you're selling fruits and vegetables? That's what it looks like, a box.
I do that already, yes.
Oh my God, perfect. Okay, perfect. So there's then there's some other element that's coming in there that is going to magnify this box. And you know what? The name, that butterfly name, has something to do with this box. So that they're all related.
Okay.
That makes sense? Well, it will. It will make sense. So yeah. Let me tell you also that sometimes, a lot of times, what happens is we get related, we understand some things that the animals say, but then some things are like, well, what? What is that? Or where is that even, like, you know, going? Or why would they say that? But just allow that to kind of sink in, because what can happen is, or what does happen, is the next day or in a week or in a month, even in a year, all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, that's what they were talking about. So getting these little hints are like super fun. Adrian, I think Rolo gave you a message from, I don't know, about a year ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. You know, and it was so let me know that he wasn't all that fond of the training that he was receiving, and, you know, he wanted something different. So, you know, it took me a little while to respond, but nevertheless, you know, the messages do come across clearly, that's for sure. Well, anyhow, it looks like we have a few more callers here, Amy. So maybe we should, if you and Lawrence are finished, maybe we should go ahead and jump into another caller. Maybe Sharon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amy.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being the best paw parent.
I do my
okay,
best.
Okay, so we have Sharon, and she texted me this gorgeous, gorgeous face. Then it's interesting, her name is Olive. I'll show you guys, even though I know on radio can't see, but you can see this beautiful, beautiful baby here. She looks like she's a little baby titty. She's gray and white. She has beautiful eyes, and so I'm going to read for Sharon. I'm going to connect to Olive. I know that Olive, I have to write their name, what they are gender-wise, and then whether they're past or present. So her name is Olive. She's a girl, and she is present. Okay. And Sharon's question for her is, are you happy and content now? So let me connect to Olive. Okay, so Olive, there's some confusion here, Sharon, that and first of all, let me preface by saying that everybody, including you, Sharon, is that they always come from the biggest, biggest place of love. We can't even, as humans, experience the kind of amount of love that they give. So just know that whatever they do say is always coming from a place of love. So that being said, Olive is a little bit confused. Now, what does she mean by being confused? And she's kind of taking me around this confusion because she says that marbles. She's talking about marbles. Marbles. So
shall
she's
we?
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Hey,
no, I'm sorry.
Amy, I'm going to go to the phone, and we're going to see if Sharon is available.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
That would be great.
Yeah. Sharon, are
Hello?
You on the line?
I'm here. I am here.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, good.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Okay,
oh my
you're
God.
On
Thank
the line.
Thank you for sending me this gorgeous olive. Okay, so Sharon, if you're there, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to start giving you some messages, and she wants to talk about this confusion, and jump in anytime if you want more clarity or if you want to interject anything. It's almost like the three of us, or the six of us, really, are just sitting around your living room talking together, okay?
Okay.
So she wants to talk about this confusion, and she's talking, and then she's showing me these marbles, and I don't know if you, when you were a kid, did you play with marbles and you kind of like put it in your thumb, kind of you hold it and you like flick it and it goes across the carpet and then hits another marble and then it goes out. It's almost like you're trying to knock out the other marbles. So what is she talking about in regards to that?
I don't know, but
saying,
I did play marbles with my sisters. We did play marbles when we were little. I know she's a rescue. It's taken her 2 years.
Yeah.
I've had her 2 years. She just started barking. She had a hard life, but go on. I don't know what you mean by that, but go on.
Okay, let me tell you how she's, like, connecting that. So when you were a child and you were playing those marbles were knocking. It was like a competition, right? And you're knocking your sister's marbles out of area or whatever, right, out of the little circle. So what she's doing is she's trying to get the marbles out of her head by this competition that she used to be in. So it's almost like, let's see, how would I relate it to people? So if you had traumatic things that had happened to you, right, you work on them and it's almost like you're removing them, right, from your head. That's what the marbles are representing to her. So her marbles, there's a few of them left. There's three marbles that are left. Those three marbles are the last ones for her to really step into her own self. Now, she chose you, even though you think you chose her. She's like, no, I chose her.
All day long. She's laying on my feet right now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Can you put her away from her so you're not touching her, because she's going to give me more clarity in the reading if you guys aren't physically touching.
Oh,
I think
wow.
That's why this marble thing is, yeah. Because the energies can get mixed.
Okay. I just moved her.
I'm
going to
ask her also.
She's
yeah.
Out.
And,
so
and that's okay. Maybe you could move to another chair.
Okay. So go on.
Okay. So that makes total sense. So she picked you, even though you think you picked her. Now, one of the marbles, because there's three left, one of the marbles is that she doesn't want to live in the past, and she doesn't want you to live in the past. So, and that's another reason why she selected you, because you and she are together to move forward through this journey, because there's something else. She's showing me like a fishing pole, and she's throwing the fishing pole. It almost looks like, what do you call it, fly fishing? The long ones, you know, that wiggle around. That you and her are on this bank of water, almost like a river, and you guys are flying in the river. Have you ever taken her to the river?
No.
Okay. So it is a metaphor. Okay, I'm just checking. Okay, so this fly fishing is, it's a beautiful dance. So you ever watch fly fishermen where they do this back and forth with their fishing pole? It's a beautiful dance. And that's what she is showing me, because this dance, this beautiful dance, is very rhythmic. It's very predictable. That's how your relationship with her and her relationship with you, that's the commonality, is predictability and this beautiful dance. So she wants you to leave your past and her past and live in the present. Because when you guys live in the present, there's this beautiful it almost looks like sunshine on your face, that is how it feels as well. It's a like golden on your face, and that golden on the face is really the ignition for you too to move forward. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, it does.
Okay. So your question was, are you happy and content now? So she is happy and content now, but she wants to remind you that we're living in the present and in the future.
Yes, I know.
So
okay,
when
gotcha.
You when you look at her, don't think, oh my gosh, I'm so sad that you had that bad life. But she's like, what the heck are you talking about, lady? I don't have that bad life anymore. I'm with you. What are you even, like, discussing? So, and that's why her voice is coming back. Now, one thing that you can do, and I'll leave you with this, is that one thing that you can do is you can look at her and you can grab her cheek, because she says that when you grab her cheek, it's like this love bomb that comes to her. So when you grab her cheeks, you can say, oh, my gosh, Olive, I just love your voice. Can you use your voice more? Because I would love to hear you sing. And then you start singing, and then she'll start barking.
It's funny because that you said that. It is kind of ironic because I do help out at the foster where I fostered her and then I adopted her. But we always see these sad, sad videos. And, oh, my God. Dogs that just get mistreated, and then I come home, I'm like, oh my god, Olive, you're so lucky. I'm so, you know, you're right. And I look at her like, oh my god, these dogs, like, I'm so sorry this happened to you. And that I literally talk to her like that, so that I can see
yes.
why you would pick that up. Huh, I gotta stop doing
yeah.
that. So
you
depressing
have
to see where some of these animals, oh my god, it's
I know, but Olive's not there.
Sick. I know,
but that's a whole nother show.
I know, but I do that, but I get your message. I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah, tell her what you're going to be doing tomorrow and how much fun you're going to have.
I know, instead of talking about all the, I know, the sad, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
And then now you have my cell, so reach out to me anytime if I can assist you at all, and boy, give that beautiful olive girl a giant kiss. She's gorgeous.
She's an angel. She is such a good girl. And she clings to me like glue, which is, she does. She goes everywhere with me.
Oh,
she likes everybody, except dogs. She doesn't like other dogs.
Well, thank you for calling in. It's so fun that you shared her.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
God. Good.
And if I get carried away, guys, because they keep showing me stuff, just interrupt me and tell me.
Okay. No problem. Well, let's see. It looks like there's we've got quite a few callers, Michael. So. See, who would be next? Is that area code
203-3316. Yeah. Looks like Michelle. What? And there's two here. Who? What are their? Here's
okay,
Michelle.
Okay, we have area
Orange.
Code.
Hi.
We have area code 203. Hello.
Yes, hi. It's Michelle. And
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. The orange cat is my one male in the house, and his name is a little guy. And he's got three of his children still, three kittens that have now had kittens of their own. So I've got 13 cats in the house.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
They just came to me, like, in the past year and a half. I mean, but little guy is the only male, and I love him so much. I worry about
and
him.
That's the one you want to talk to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but were you able to send a photo to Amy, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have,
oh,
I have
okay,
the photo.
Perfect.
Yep.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. Go ahead.
I have the photo. He's beautiful. He's a orange, for all the listeners here, he's a orange cat with the beautiful green eyes, and he's got these stripes on his forehead. Now, he wants to talk about these stripes. So these stripes are his, it's his lineage. And it's interesting he's talking about his lineage on his face because you were talking about all his, what are they, children.
His offspring.
Yes, right?
Yeah, his offspring.
His offspring. Yeah, okay. So that is his lineage. And it's an M. Oh, my gosh, Michelle. okay, so that M on his forehead is his imprint for you, Michelle M. Do you see the M on his head? Can you see the M on his head?
I'd have to look at the picture.
Okay,
but,
well, you can look at him, right?
Yeah, well, he's outside, so
yeah,
he's
I know,
not
but
here
what
right
I'm
now.
Saying is when he does come in front of you, look at him because that
yeah.
M is for Michelle. So he
wow.
is the master, master, I think Master Michelle, something, Master Michelle. It's the S. Master Michelle S. MMS. How do you relate to MMS? MMS.
I don't know.
Are those
S.
your initials?
No, no S.
Oh, that's a five. Were you born in May?
Nope. Well, I another M is Mizzen, my old orange cat who passed away. He was extremely special. I don't know if there's any link to him.
No, it's an MM5 or MMS. Okay, well, you're going to figure that. That's your little puzzle. yeah, so what is your question for little boy?
Little guy. Well, okay, so little guy, by the way, did tell me, I actually gave him away. I had him for a day, and then I wasn't sure if it was a good idea to bring this third cat into the house. I felt that maybe I would love the other ones better. So I went to give him away, and as I gave him away, he sort of imprinted on me. And he looked at me, and he looked so sad, as if I was killing him, you know. When I gave him to this girl, I cried all the way home. And in a big rainstorm, I convinced her to give me the cat back. So I drove all the way back, got the cat. And it was just horrendous. And so I'm dedicated to this cat. So the thing is that we have a lot of females, you know, and he was a very amorous male. And I got him neutered after he impregnated the one female cat twice. And I felt so bad. I felt like I might have lobotomized him.
Okay, so let's talk about that because that's something he wants to talk about. So doing that, you actually made him more healthy is what he's saying because now you gave him away but brought him back, right? So he now has this, he still does have this, oh, my God, what's going to happen? What if I, you know what I mean? What if there's one more cat in the house? What if there's, you know, it's this uncomfortableness of, am I going to be living in this home tomorrow kind of thing. So your dedication to him was perfect. It was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to get him neutered because that is going to keep him more healthy. So you didn't do anything bad to him. So he wants to have a conversation with you about that, like why you feel that way, because in that he is going to heal you. And he's going to rid you of those negative thoughts that come all over.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, I try not to have the negative thoughts, but he's not like a really affectionate cat. But
yeah, but he's so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be affectionate. He's just so knowledgeable. He's like, all she has to do is look at me, and that's how we communicate.
Yes.
So you have this really special connection with him.
It's so true. I mean, he's super smart and sensitive. He's more of a mother to the kitten than the mother was to the kittens. And those kittens you see in the picture are his offspring, snuggling up to him all the time. They all his offspring love him so much, and they still snuggle with him. He's just amazing. He's so gentle. All his kittens, all his offspring were so gentle.
Well, Michelle, what I would highly recommend you do is look at the M on his head and how you relate to the MM5 or the MMS.
Okay.
Thanks,
yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And reach out to me if you have any other, if you need any help with anything.
All right. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you, kitties.
Thank you for sharing.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, very good. There was a lot there.
A lot of kitties.
Okay.
Yeah.
13 kitties. Wow.
Yeah, that's a big family.
Baker's dozen.
Absolutely.
Do we have any other photos there, Amy?
Let's see. No. Not that they text.
Okay,
now,
so then we'll go to the switchboard and take calls.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
Next. Oh, you just
got a picture.
What? Picture?
I just got a picture.
What's the area code?
The area code is 602.
Okay, great.
717.
There you go.
Okay, perfect. So here we go. We found them. Area code 602. Hello, 602. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Joelle. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Joelle.
Hi, Joelle.
Hi.
Hi, Joelle.
Hello.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, my gosh. I know Joelle. Oh, my gosh. Love
yeah.
Joelle. She's in Arizona. And I have to, Joelle, I hope you don't mind. I know you called in for a question. You sent me this beautiful picture of this cat. But I have to tell everybody about one of the readings for her departed dog mama. So, she's incredibly special, like they all are, right? But I wanted to share this because this is how fascinating things are. So when Mama was still here on birth, she actually told Joelle what she actually showed Joelle her unborn daughter and named her.
Wow.
Isn't that just fascinating?
Yeah.
Yeah, first and middle name.
Mm.
Love it. And love it, love it, love it. So, Joelle, who is this in this photo?
I was so I'm wondering if you can read this cat, because it's not my cat. It's my sister's cat, who I just feel connected to. And I was pet sitting for her last weekend, and that cat who I sent you a picture of, his name is Bernard, Bernie for short. He was upset, and he was he has a brother cat named Artemis, and he was like hitting Artemis, wouldn't let Artemis near anything, and they're usually very close. So I was just wondering if something is going on there that I could maybe support him with.
Oh my gosh, he's so beautiful. He has his biggest antenna ears that are just, oh my gosh. Okay, so Bernard. All right, he's a boy and he is present. You know, there's some connection here between you and Bernard. He says you don't see him enough. Does that make sense?
Oh, I mean, I wish I saw him more. Yeah.
Okay. So there's some messages through your painting that he is going to share with you, and his ears are the antenna to the Apollo. Why is he saying Apollo? And it's almost like not like Apollo, like a different like he's saying space station. It's just like a space station. There's a space station that you are to paint to go to, where he's going to meet you there and give you these messages, and they're going to be scrambled words.
Whoa.
So in your painting, you're going to paint these scrambled words that are going to come to you, that is going to open up Pandora's box, and he's the one who said Pandora. So, and that means music, Pandora music, and a box. So when you turn on the music and open this box, it's a Pandora's box, you're going to hear the messages through this music. Whoa, that's going to be so cool. Yeah.
Interesting.
So paint through music. Yeah. And he says that you can print his photo and have it leaning up as an easel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's going to be so cool.
That's really cool.
Do you have any other questions for Bernard?
Is he saying anything or wanting, maybe he doesn't want to talk about, like, what's going on between him and his brother?
Ah, okay. That's a result from him trying to, whatever this painting thing is somehow connected to him, where he needs to release this. It's almost like like the other cat is getting in the way of this work that he needs to do through you, which is interesting.
Oh, that's really interesting, because when I was pet sitting, I went and stayed at my sister's house. And the cats, they sleep in a very interesting way. My sister will like create like a little tent with her legs, and they just like sleep under the blanket, like underneath her legs all night. And so I'm trying to, like, you know, create as much stability for them as possible with their, you know, parents out of town, and they have a very strict routine. So I'm trying to, like, get them to sleep like that. And Bernard went, like, right under and was just, like, chilling underneath my legs, but he would not let Artemis onto the bed. And every time Artemis tried, he would just, like, squat him down. And so I was like,
yeah, because he's trying to connect with you. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You got a lot of work to do with these guys.
Yeah, and they all, like, a lot. I get a lot of painting messages. I need to paint more.
Yes, yes, you do. You do, because the messages are in there that he's going to give you.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you,
Amy. Turn on your music. Oh, my gosh, you're so welcome. Okay. I'm so glad you called in and shared this, Bernard. I've never seen him before. He's gorgeous.
I know, isn't he? He's wild. He's cool.
Ugh, love it, love it. Thanks for sharing.
Well, thank
I just love you.
Call. Love you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
thanks
bye.
For calling, Joelle.
Have fun with Bernard.
Love Bernard. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we have another one. Oh, my goodness. Who is this? It's 504-344. You have that one?
No, they're not on the line. Right.
Oh, let me see if I can get them to call. Can you call the line? Oh, my gosh, it looks like a squirrel. I love talking to squirrels.
I love that.
Oh, my
gotta
gosh. Okay,
that.
So it's 504-344. So let's see if they call. Okay, then do you – oh, she says that she's trying. Or
what's
he,
her name?
He, she.
What's their name? Do they give you
I don't know. Let me ask. What is your name? You know what? Let me, she says that she's trying. Can we repeat the phone number that they call in to see if?
Sure.
Sure. Area code 845-277-9211. While we're waiting for her, you want to jump into another caller?
Sure. Well, what about Debbie? We have Debbie.
Do you have a photo for Debbie?
I do. Oh,
what's the phone?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what's
okay,
the,
so
what's the area code?
Okay, so this is, sorry to be so confusing. So this 504-344, she says that there's charges or something, but her name is Debbie, so it must be a different Debbie. And she tried to connect, and his name is Irving. Okay, so let me ask her. Can we just do this one real quick because they're really, really cool?
Sure.
Oh, she's listening. Okay, perfect. Okay, so her name is Debbie, and she's got this beautiful, looks like a squirrel, named Irving. Okay, so Debbie, if you can text me, and then I'll just relay it. So is Irving, as a boy, is he present or departed? Just text me if he's present or departed. And I'm going to ask her, what is your question? Okay, he is present. Okay. Isn't it fascinating how, or interesting, or whatever, that we, with technology, we can talk to people and animals all over the world, right? And sometimes there's glitches like this, but we still seem to work it out. Isn't that fascinating? I always think it is. Okay, she wants to know, does he want to be released? Okay, so let me see, Irving. Okay. Now, this is from him, okay? So he is saying that if you, this is very romantic, that you want to release him for him to find his family again, but his family is not in the area anymore. And because he is part of your family now, he would prefer to stay with you, but he needs more activities. He needs to do more things. You need to do games with him. He wants to play games. He wants to engage more, and he wants to jump. Now, what he's showing me, I don't know if he lives with other cats or not, but he's showing me that these shelves are on the wall, and he needs to jump from shelf to shelf because he needs to strengthen his hind legs. So I would suggest via him that you continue to love him, nurture him, and be his forever family parent. And just do games with him and do all those things, because I think that's going to really strengthen his body and his mind, and it's going to be just beautiful for the both of you to do that together, because it's going to get you to be more creative. You have this creativeness in you that really there's something creative that you need to create and sell. I don't know what you're selling. What are you selling? He's showing me something that that you are going to create, that you are going to sell, and then you are going to teach other squirrel moms how to stimulate other squirrels. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. So, yeah, keep going. Really, keep going. So I hope that helps. You perfume. Yes, it's the perfume, because the perfume that you are going to create is going to be different scents for different people, because the chemistry that it goes on to their skin is different for everybody. Even though you're designing it for creating it for the masses, it changes via chemistry. So look into that chemistry. There's some chemistry certificate that you need to obtain in order to move forward. So I hope that helps you. You have my cell if you need any other assistance in that. And let me know how Irving's doing. I love talking to squirrels. Okay, we have now, do you have Max, 218-310?
Hey, Amy,
yes.
I hate to interrupt you. You know, we are moving along here with lots of callers, and this show just has a tendency to go so quickly. So, it might be a little bit difficult to squeeze in another one. Now, I don't know. You said something about Max.
Yeah, someone else called in. Max. The
okay,
cat
yeah.
is named Max.
Okay.
Well,
unfortunately, you know
what we could do.
Unfortunately. We're going to have to, like, take a couple of steps here to wrap things up so that everybody gets a chance to give their contact information And I know I cut you off there in midstream. Was there something that you wanted to say?
Well, I love that. What I was going to say is, if I didn't get anybody that called in or texted me, I will definitely reach out to you so we can do a little mini. I don't want to leave anybody hanging. So that being said, if you guys need any help, just reach out to me. My cell number is 310-702-4372. And let's get you connected to your pets, because it's really important for me that I don't leave anyone out that wants to hear about them. And I thank you for allowing me to do this. I know I can go on a whole tangent with all these guys because they talk so much. So thank you.
That's quite all right. Well, it's been a very fascinating show, to say the least. Let me just stop you there for a second and ask Michael. Michael, we're just about at the end of the show here, but I'd like to circle back to you and give you an opportunity, please, to share your contact information, because I know that you have a studio where you're seeing clients privately, and so how do people find you for your mediumship and the pranic healing and all the things that you do? How do they find you?
Thank you, Adrian. You can reach me through my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can send me an email at michael@michaeljespinoza.com or call or text me at 562-457-0457. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, you can call me or text me. It's 541-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. And you can visit my website, givingtreefarm.com, or my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herb Company. How about you, Adrian? That's a good way to get in touch with you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lawrence. Lawrence, you are a shamanic practitioner and herbologist. Is that right? Did I get that right?
That is correct. You got it absolutely right. Don't start.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to catch up with you and tell you all about, or send you a picture of my brand new drum, which I'm very excited about.
Absolutely. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So people can find me to book an event, a house clearing, or mediumship reading. By the way, I also read tarot cards. You can find me at my website, which is ravenmessages.com, or you can call me, text me, if you like, at area code 714-376-7289. I'm also monthly at the Holistic Fair in Laguna Hills, and that is through OC Heart Space, along with my co-host Michael and Amy. Hopefully we'll be there this month, and so we're all excited about that. And so, Amy, tell everyone how they can reach you.
Sure. Well, they can reach me through the easiest way is through my cell, and that's 310-702-4372. You could find me on Instagram at awvisions, and you can email me at Amy, which is spelled A-I-M-E-E, at aw-visions.com, and my website is aw-visions.com. Reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much, you guys, for having me on this show. It's really, this platform that you guys developed is so beautiful and so helpful for so many people in this world, and I appreciate all your talents and your work.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. It was a blast.
Thank you, Amy.
All right. I guess we're done. Lawrence, is there a topic for next week?
Yes. We're going to be talking about your drum and all things drumming.
Oh.
How about that?
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, say goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great
Bye,
week.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye.
Catch you next week.